Hi everyone, this is Corinne Reeson from The Crew Coach on The Wellbeing Project. Now I've gone through my archives and I've found one of the most powerful interviews that I did 3 years ago. And you can tell it was 3 years ago because I look a bit different, but also there are a lot of ums in the interview and I haven't edited them out. So what you'll find in this interview is we will teach you how you can disarm the bully. We also talk about emotional intelligence as well as building resilience. So I'm really excited to release this interview.
Jodi is very passionate about the industry as much as I am. And I think for Jodi and I, why we are collaborating is because we want people to enjoy the industry as much as we have. Obviously, we both have had our struggles within the industry, but we want to see you guys thrive. And I think it's so important for us to talk about the human element side of yachting, just to give you guys the skills and the insights on how to overcome particular challenges and struggles. So Jodi's writing a book at the moment and she's hoping to get it published in September, and it's called The Yachting Mentality, and it's something really exciting and will be very beneficial for you guys to get your hands on. So I'd highly recommend you guys looking out for it. But welcome, Jodi. It's so good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So the first topic we're going to discuss today is tips to successfully live and work with others on board. So Jodi, over to you. Can you tell us a bit more about that, what that experience is like and what we need to look out for?
Yes, I think the number one thing that you need to be aware of is to really develop your emotional intelligence and be aware of your personality and be able to get along with others through highs and lows and have, be able to bounce back from adversity and not take things personally. And I think that's really such an important aspect of the job, because you're living with the same people and working with them in close quarters for long periods of time under crazy amounts of stress. And you have to be able to be aware of others and how they feel, what they're going through, and manage your emotions and really go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you maybe share with us an experience that you've had where it was quite challenging, and you mentioned not to take things personally, but when you're being attacked or bullied, how do you deal with that?
It's really hard at first. I experienced that in my first couple of years, and the first boat, it was so bad. I didn't understand what I was supposed to be doing, because I was just always afraid of this woman because she was coming to yell at me, no matter what I did. So it was really difficult. But then after, over time, I just started taking the negative feedback and using it, to become more self-aware and, okay, where can I improve there? What am I doing wrong? And I just started stop taking things personally. I stopped reacting, and then things started changing, because they saw I wasn't affected, and I started to feel sorry for them, what they were going through in their life, and I would just go on. I'm like, okay, well, what do we need to do? What's the next task? And just try to do everything perfectly and make things easier for them and make sure the job was done, and things just started changing from there, just stepping back and observing and just going on and just doing the job really well.
So it sounds like shifting your attitude and your thoughts about that particular person had an impact on your daily living on board as well.
Yes, definitely. You have to consider, what is this person going through, and, be supportive of each other, even if they are not being nice to you, but just kindness always wins in the end. And be kind to people, whether they're nice to you or not, and just really focus on the job, what needs to be done, and just be like, okay, well, this person has some issues happening and this is how they're reacting, but I'm going to do the job and what needs to be done to the best of my ability, and just, support them in whatever way you can.
And it's such a tough thing to do, because I get people contacting me and telling me that they're experiencing awful bullying on board and smashing their personal belongings or throwing it in the toilet, things like that. So to find compassion and kindness for those sort of people is so difficult, but I totally get where you're coming from, and I've tried those strategies myself and it does help. So someone told me hurt people, and it makes complete sense.
It does.
Once you find that compassion for that person, your distress really dissipates. It's amazing.
It really does. Yeah, it helps a lot. And it's just, you know, works out better in the end. And it's that person that's going to look bad, not you. You know, like, you just have to keep going and do your best and be really good at the job, and, you know, you'll succeed. But if you succumb to that and you get all affected and get into the drama and talk back, it's just, it backfires on you. It doesn't serve you in a positive way. Like, it's just have to keep going.
For those that really do struggle with finding the compassion and the kindness because they're in so much pain and hurting, what are your thoughts about leaving the yacht?
If it's really bad, yeah, you have to, because you don't want to stay somewhere where you're not comfortable, and something else will come along, and just learn what you can from it. And you got to be happy in what you're doing and the people that you're with. And if this is just not a good environment, then I think you should go with something that's going to make you happy and you'll be comfortable. And
yeah. And would you tell recruitment agencies that the reasons why you left the boat, if it's because of bullying or discrimination, or would you keep that?
I think I would. Yeah. I mean, it's not, you have confidentiality contracts and stuff, but I wouldn't, I don't know, I would kind of, you kind of have to, because then they look at you like, oh, well, but then you don't want it to happen to somebody else either. So it's kind of a tough one. But maybe you can word it in a way, I don't know. It's really hard. Because you look bad, and then, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've said things sometimes, I have. Like, I'm just honest. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to be honest. And it usually works, but.
Yeah. And I guess it's just like assessing who you're being interviewed by and just the general feel, because you would know if it would be appropriate or not. Relying on your own judgments. So you mentioned emotional intelligence. What, just before we wrap up, like, what would be your top skills when we think about emotional intelligence in helping you successfully live and work on board?
It's being aware of your emotions, like how often am I in good mood, what triggers me, what makes me upset, am I angry, and like recognizing when you're feeling a certain way, and then also like being able to recognize others. Okay, well, that person is frustrated, that person is angry, that person, and being able to relate to that. And I think that's really important, and to see others' perspectives, like see what they're thinking and consider multiple, you know, perspectives and solutions to things before like jumping into these negative conclusions, and not being attacking when you're speaking to someone, or being judgmental or accusational and starting sentences with you.
Mm-hmm.
And just being considerate and trying to find common ground. And
makes sense. It's definitely achievable. Like, emotional intelligence, those are skills that you can refine and develop throughout your lifetime, but it does, it starts with self-awareness. And if you don't have that particular skill, it's going to be very challenging for you. But yeah, I think that is the starting point in terms of developing your emotional intelligence. And you require, especially in the industry, when you're working with people, living with people, it's something you definitely require. Just having the hard skills to get through is not enough.
No, it's not. Yeah, you have to be able to relate to people, to move on quickly if, you know, something negative happens, not to hold grudges. And yeah, you have to keep going and consider people's differences. They have different cultures, different ways of thinking, different, you know, ways of living, and just being really mindful of your roommate, you know, not turning the light on when they're sleeping or making too much noise. You know, if you have to get up early, you get your stuff out the night before, you make it ready so you don't disturb them. And just being considerate, like not slamming doors or drawers, or, you know, walking lightly in the day, and just being aware, like
Yeah. No, those are great tips. Thank you, Jodie.